This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Joy 94.9, you are on Christmas Mag.
With Macca and Paul.
On Joy 94.9 with Macca and Paul. And a message here from James in Bristol, in England. James is listening in. He was hoping to get back to WA for Christmas, but circumstances were outside his control. I hope he wasn't trying to keep
bumped into a drone.
Got jumped into a drone. And just one.
Another one's come straight through there, Macca. Who's that from?
Happy Christmas, Sat Mag and Macca. Driving out of the holiday house, meeting up with the Rellos. It's going to be a very interesting Christmas lunch around Australia with some families who discuss politics. I received Michelle Obama's new book as a Christmas gift, Macca. It's fascinating reading. Yes, that's 317. I've actually bought it 317. I haven't started it yet, but someone else we always love talking politics with, but also another person who is into books, is Senator Dean Smith from Western Australia. Good morning, Dean. How are you?
Good morning, Macca and Paul, and Merry Christmas to you. I'm very well. I'm very well. It's a beautiful Perth morning.
It is now. I was speaking to a friend of yours, a Senate colleague, Kimberly Kitching. Just before, and I said that I was going to announce that we actually had a very special Queen's Christmas message on Joy, and it was coming from you. Am I allowed to say that?
Well, it would be a Queen's Christmas message as opposed to the Queen's
Christmas message. Okay.
There you go. But I am looking forward to the Queen's Christmas message this evening on ABC and SBS. There's no doubt about that.
Do you dress up, Dean, for that? Yeah.
No, I don't dress up, but I do watch it by myself because I can't bear any interruption. And Macca, you know that I'm not joking.
No, I know. And look, we've had many discussions about this, and I do respect your view on this, even though you're wrong.
Well, I think that irrespective of what we might think about sort of Australia's future governance arrangements, I mean, for me personally, as someone who looks at, the Christmas celebration through both the religious and the cultural lens, I'm someone that that does find a lot of sensible commentary from the Queen when she talks about her own Christian values, when she reflects on the events of the last 12 months. So if people have a few spare minutes and they've not seen it before, it's well worth a watch.
Do you think, Dean, I know you don't want us to move to a republic. I suspect it will be in my lifetime. Do you think we'll have a president's message?
Well, I did notice that we had a prime minister's message and a Bill Shorten's message, but I'm a little embarrassed to say, Macca, I can't tell you what they had to say, but I'm sure the Christmas messages, whether we have a president or whether or not Bill Shorten becomes a prime minister, are universally the same. One, messages of, love thy neighbour,
yes,
peace on earth and goodwill to all men, and as far as possible, try to sort of emulate in our own lives, greater understanding and sensitivity for the lives that others might be facing. Because while it's a joyous time, it's also a challenging time for many people.
It is. And, we've touched on this morning, and I know, you spend a lot of time travelling around WA to small communities, large communities, remote communities, talking to those people, and it's one of the things I admire about your work, Dean, is that you engage with people. And being a senator, you don't have an electorate like Melbourne or whatever, you have the whole state. And you work it hard. I know that because I know a number of people in WA and they tell me, that bloody Dean Smith, he turns up everywhere. He's everywhere. And you get
well, one of the questions, Macca, often people will go and speak to parliamentarians and, try to get some advice about, what they should be studying at university or what they need to be doing to become a parliamentarian. And I always listen intently to what people have got to say or what their opinions are, but I always remind people that there are two core requirements. One is that you have to be interested in the lives and issues and concerns of people.
Well, that rules out half. That rules out half the parliament. Yeah.
Well, that's why I enjoy sort of getting across to, you know, some very, very small communities across Western Australia. And the second element is you've got to have a genuine curiosity for the world. You have to be interested in lots of different issues and honestly believe that in your own way, perhaps sometimes on big issues and many times on smaller issues, you know, do what you can be doing to improve the lives of ordinary Australians, or in my case, West Australians. I mean, look, it's something I've always wanted to do, as you know, and as we've talked about a lot. So I count myself as a very, very, very lucky guy in that sense.
2019, Dean, is going to be a challenging year economically. I think...
I agree.
The election, I believe it's going to be earlier rather than later, and I know as a member of the government, although you see you regard yourself as a member of the government, one of your colleagues, Tim Wilson, doesn't. He says he's the government is the executive, but that's an interesting discussion for another time. That I think.
Well, I'm definitely committed to the success of the Liberal Party. There's no doubt about that. That's right.
Oh, how about that, Paul?
That's exclusive on Christmas Day.
Hang on, stop the press.
I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best in challenging circumstances. That is absolutely true.
Stop the presses.
So I'm going to press you on that. So, Dean, so we were talking to Kimberly earlier about what might happen in the course of the next couple of months. What's your view about how things are going to play out?
Well, when I think about 2018, a couple of things stand out. There's no question that the instability that, you know, triggered the events of late August and then, you know, all the events subsequent have made it very difficult for the government. No point in denying that. But if we stop talking about ourselves for a second and think about what is actually happening to Australians, I think there's a big shift in Australian attitudes, and I think the Liberal Party has perhaps been the last people in the country to understand what that shift is. Secondly, there is increasing levels of economic anxiety across the Australian community. It doesn't matter where you go, Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, we see it a lot here in Western Australia. I think for many people, they'll see it in falling property prices. I think there is still some anxiety about future employment opportunities for people's children and grandchildren. So we come out of 2018 with high levels of anxiety and concern. I absolutely recognise that. So I think the challenge for the government is to demonstrate that it will be stable, it will keep the priorities of Australians top of mind, and it will focus the political discussion on the economy. Because I think that is what is most fundamental to Australian families.
I mean, I agree with you, Dean. I don't envy you because it does seem to me that the government of which you're a part either isn't recognising some of those issues or isn't getting traction, and I don't think that can be blamed. You know, the media often gets blamed for this. At the end of the day, the message is the message, and I don't think it's being sold very well, but I think what's happening is people have turned off. People have turned off listening to the government, and I think it's a range of issues. I think it is the economy. I think it is leadership changes. I think it is also climate change and the fact that a lot of younger people don't feel they're part of the political process, and it's also refugees. Now, these are issues that you've talked about a lot. I just hope that your colleagues, you know, on the red seats and the green seats, the, you know, the House and the Senate, actually understand these are the issues that people want to talk about. And I'll give you an example of the Victorian election. Issues that the Labor, you know, the Andrews government went out there about and campaigned hard on, and the opposition campaigned, particularly in opposition to a lot of those issues, and the Victorian public said no. Now, I say to you and to your colleagues that message needs to get through.
Well, Macca, you know, I've got my critics. There's no doubt about that. But I
give
don't
me their names.
Anyone...
Give me their names,
and we'll cross them off together. I've got my critics, but I don't think anyone can genuinely say that Smith is not out there working. And that's important because when I go to Canberra, I've got my own views. There's no doubt about that. But I'm constantly checking them against what I'm seeing and hearing from people as I travel around Western Australia. That's the first point. The second point is there is a risk that people might have turned off. But, of course, that doesn't help me because my job is to actually make sure that people are tuned on, and if they have tuned out, well, then my job is to sort of work harder and get them to sort of focus on what are some of the clear choices. But if I could say this, the modern Liberal Party is struggling with not understanding what its founding fathers said, like Menzies, but struggling to understand how we give those values that Menzies sort of doctrine, if you like, a modern and contemporary meaning. It's not that we're changing the values of the Liberal Party, but it's about how we give those values a modern and contemporary meaning for Australians. And I think that is part of the discussion that has been lost. That is part of the discussion that the Liberal Party has not kept up with. Many, many same-sex married people will be celebrating their first Christmas today. What a fantastic celebration. But when you think about all the heartache and pain and sort of wasted political time that was spent resolving this issue when it was well and truly resolved in the minds of many, many Australians, you've got to ask yourself, this is the question that Liberals in 2019, are they giving the values and traditions of our party a modern and contemporary meaning that makes it easy for people to go and vote for their local Liberal Party candidates?
Yeah. Now, we've almost out of time, Dean. A number of listeners have sent messages and they say they really, I'm going to paraphrase, one wants to know, have I found a partner for Dean yet? He needs to, he needs to have a gay wedding. Now, that's in your hands, Dean. You have to do that.
I have resolved.
You can't do that one, Mike.
I'm going to try and date more in the summer.
Fantastic.
So wish me luck. I'm an aspirational dater.
Okay. Others have said it's great to hear a reasonable voice, basically from the Liberal Party, that they enjoy listening to you. They wish you well, and like myself, they thank you for making the time during the year, but also on today, on Christmas Day, because we do have to go. Am looking forward to working with you in the new year, Dean. We've lumped it on you that you've got to help secure some funding from the federal government for Joy to move to the Pride Centre.
You did lump it on me, Matt.
I know.
And by text message, that's right, exactly.
I know, and a couple of your federal colleagues, one of which you know I've been speaking to. He told me that you were the best person to have carriage of that.
Oh, God. Okay, well, you know me, I'll give it my best shot.
You will.
Well, Macron Paul, can I just thank you and all the Joy FM team for giving a backbench senator for Western Australia, no less, an opportunity to share my views with your audience and in the process stay accountable.
Well, I'm not going to give away too many secrets, but Dean, you are, and you have been, and will continue to be, I'm sure, one of the most popular podcast downloads we've had on the show during the year. You can feel really proud of that, and tell your colleagues that, the ones that don't seem to be able to find time to come on Joy. Look, have a lovely day.
Have a great Christmas, Dean.
I do imagine that you'll be sitting down pensively watching the Queen's Christmas message. If you had pearls, I hope you're clutching them.
That's right. Well, Merry Christmas and best wishes to all your listeners for 2019 as well.
Great. Thanks so much, Dean. And
take care, Macca.
Have a great
Christmas. Cheers, Dean.
See you, Paul. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, CEO and Managing Director of Virgin Australia. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Macca.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.